Welcome to the Delaware Blogger Podcast, your go-to destination for the vibrant 55-plus community and beyond. I'm your host, Antoinette Blake, and I'm so thrilled to embark on this journey with you. Now, each week, we'll delve into the diverse interests and experiences of our boomers and beyond. And whether you're seeking tips on health and wellness, planning your next adventure, navigating finances, exploring new hobbies, or just staying up to date with the latest in technology, this podcast is your trusted companion. Now join me as we engage in insightful conversations, share expert advice, and celebrate the joys and challenges of this remarkable stage of our lives. And my goal is simple: to empower and inspire you to make the most of every moment. So, my friends, don't forget to hit that subscribe button, share with your 55-plus family and friends, and leave a review after each episode. Your feedback fuels my passion to continue delivering enriching content tailored just for you. So tune in every Saturday to the Delaware Blogger Podcast, because life after 55 is an extraordinary journey meant to be embraced and celebrated. Let's start this adventure together. Hello, hello, my lovely listeners, and welcome back to the Delaware Blogger Podcast. This is your go-to source for all things relevant to the 55-plus community. And I'm your host, Antoinette Blake, and I am thrilled to dive into today's topic: health and wellness tips for boomers and beyond. But before we dive in, I want to take a moment to remind you about an incredible resource that I offer. So if you're considering starting your own podcast or looking to elevate your current show, be sure to check out my Podcasting Your Purpose resource guide. It's packed with valuable insights and tips to help you craft compelling content that resonates with your audience. And for those of you who want personalized guidance, don't forget about my 5-session podcast coaching program. Head over to ablakeenterprises.com to learn more. All right, all right, all right, let's get into it. We know as we age, prioritizing our health becomes increasingly important. And today, I want to share some wellness wisdom to help you thrive in your golden years. First and foremost, let's talk about the importance of staying active. Yep, regular exercise not only keeps our bodies strong and agile, but it also has a positive impact on our mental health. You might want to start your day with a simple stretching routine to wake up your muscles. Aim for at least 30 minutes of moderate exercise each and every day. Whether you're taking a brisk walk around the neighborhood, dancing to your favorite music, practicing gentle yoga, whatever, remember, every little bit counts. Stretch in the morning, walk midday, and then relax in the evening. Now, let's talk about the role of nutrition in maintaining overall well-being. If you're family, or even if you're by yourself, try to plan your meals for the week ahead. Focus on nutrient-rich foods that nourish your body, not junk food that just clogs up everything that shouldn't be clogged up. You know what I mean. Try incorporating more fruits and vegetables into your diet and experiment with new recipes to keep things interesting. I have an air fryer, I have a crock pot, and I'm always on the lookout for recipes for them. So if you have any, let me know. And you might even want to consider batch cooking. Yeah, you can batch cook healthy meals and snacks so that you have them throughout the week. This is making it easier for you to stick to your nutritional goals, because as we age, our nutrition needs change as well. So it's important to fuel our bodies with nutrient-rich foods. Again, fruits, veggies, whole grains, lean proteins, and don't forget to stay hydrated. Yes, Water, water, water. That is one of the things that I really have to work on, is drinking more water and staying hydrated and sticking with the fruits, the vegetables, whole grains, and proteins. Why? Because not only am I aging, I'm also a type 2 diabetic. And we'll talk about that later on in another episode, because I've been really concerned with some of the things that my body has been doing since I was diagnosed way back in, I believe it was 2019. So yes, make sure you keep your body fueled. The next thing is your physical health, right? In addition to your physical health, you want to prioritize your mental and emotional well-being. Schedule some time for some self-care activities, even if it's just once a month, things that bring you joy and relaxation. Whether it's spending, you know, an afternoon at a library or reading a good book, practicing meditation or mindfulness, or simply indulging in a hobby that you love. Carve out that time. Carve out the, you know, time for calmness. That can help you reduce stress and improve your overall well-being. Boomers and beyond and seniors often face unique challenges such as loneliness and isolation. So you might want to find ways to stay connected with others, whether it's joining a social club, volunteering in your community, or just simply reaching out to friends and family. I call my aunt several times during the week. She lives in New Rochelle and she lives alone. And I make sure that I call her just to talk. How are you doing? You know, what'd you have to eat? You know, what you're watching? Just to have that conversation, give her something to look forward to. And it also keeps me, you know, close to her, even though we're separated by miles. So reach out, you know, to family, your friends, foster those meaningful relationships, because they can have a profound impact on our happiness and longevity. And speaking of longevity, the aunt that I'm talking about, New Rochelle, on the 19th, she will be 90. So I make sure to reach out to her. Well, the important thing, last but not least, is regular checkups and preventive care. So make sure you schedule your annual visits with your healthcare provider and be proactive about addressing any health concerns or changes you may notice. Do not rely on Dr. Google. Remember, your health is your greatest asset. So don't hesitate to advocate for yourself and seek the care that you deserve when you go to see your doctors. Well, that's all the time I have for you today. That's all the things I want to talk to you about today. And I hope that you found these health and wellness tips to be, you know, helpful to you. Remember, it's never too late to prioritize your well-being and live your best life. So I want to thank you for tuning in to the Delaware Blogger Podcast. And if you enjoyed today's episode, be sure to subscribe and leave a review too. And don't forget, check out my Podcasting Your Purpose resource guide and the 5-session podcast coaching program if you're interested. Head over to ablakeenterprises.com. And until the next time, stay happy, healthy, and inspired. This is Antoinette, the DE Diva, aka the Delaware Blogger, signing off this Saturday. See ya and take care. Now that's a wrap for today's episode of the Delaware Blogger Podcast. And I hope you enjoyed diving into the world of wellness and travel, finances, hobby, technology, relationships, and all the facts of life for the 55 plus community. Now, before I let you go, don't forget, visit delblogger.com to check out my Wednesday wellness post, where we delve even deeper into topics that matter most to you. It's your one-stop destination for inspiration and valuable insights to enhance your well-being. And as always, I appreciate your support and feedback. So remember, subscribe, share, and leave a review too. Let me know how I'm doing and what you'd like to hear more in the future episodes. So until the next time, keep living your best life, embracing every moment, and finding joy in the journey. Thank you for being a part of the Delaware Blogger Podcast family.